I've been seeing kind of a lot of mixed reactions to this. Some players are definitely happy about some of the changes, in particular changes coming to high-impact pulses and auto rifles, which I'm sure we'll be getting into in just a bit. But a whole lot of apocalyptic doom and gloom from the Shotgun Rush crowd right now, in particular from some of the changes that are coming to special weapons. So it's kind of been all over the place with reactions. I think it's mostly good stuff. Some questionable changes in there, but nothing that's really that I really dislike too much, other than, you know, nerfing my melees on Stormcaller.
I think the bottom line is we've got to play it, and that's why I didn't really want to be having any really strong negative or overly positive. I wanted to be in the middle, because you've got to play it. You have no idea. Like, the slightest little tweak here means, you know, molehills turning into mountains in North Mongolia. You know, it's like, it just changes all kinds of things.
Meanwhile, we have folks on Twitter being like, thank God, hallelujah, best patch ever, not out yet. Yeah. And then we have other people like, oh my God, this guy is falling.
Does this need to be a more diverse podcast? Do I need to, like, jump to one side of the fence hardcore?
Yeah, you do.
Fuck Bungie, they fucking ruined this game! I can't believe they would do this to me!
I don't mind reading that. Like, there's some people out there that I trust and respect their judgment quite a lot, and they're all, you know, doom saying, you know, the end of the world is nigh and everything like that. So I enjoy reading it, but it's like, it's still not going to influence me to say, oh my God, I'm going to quit. You know, like,
it's speculating now. Speculating. I mean, and you can be pretty close with your speculating, but you'll never really know until you get your hands in the dough.
It's going to be a fun packed week of trying a whole bunch of stuff out. And in particular, I think everyone, even the end is nigh soothsayers, are like looking forward to trying out a whole bunch of auto rifles, you know. So, you know, should we go through the whole list?
Like, yes, itemized? I would like to.
Why not?
Someone with a better voice should, yes.
Well, I wonder who that is. I'm going to reach up and I'm tickling your boobies now. I tickle those boobies.
Here, there's a link to a mega thread in the Twitch chat right there. Link, why don't you go ahead and take it away, buddy?
Cool. I kind of anticipated I would be thrust this responsibility, so I had the mega thread up and ready. Thankfully,
this is the same mega thread we used, isn't it? The other day, we were like,
by the way, massive shout out to the people on Reddit for having that mega thread up immediately. And we didn't get all of the changes that are, of course, going to be coming in this patch. We'll be getting those patch notes on Tuesday when the right before the patch goes live. But they had pretty much every single thing Bungie talked about in stream right here, ready to go, which makes our job as content creators so much easier. Yeah. But all right, let's go ahead and get started. First off, in a non-surprising note, no changes to sidearms. Does that break anyone's heart?
No.
I was kind of hoping they would get a little more
stability
juice, but they got like a hidden nerf.
Exactly.
Well, so we'll get to that later. Yeah. In terms of the ammo change. Yeah, we'll get to
that later. Exactly. That's why I was like, I was like, no changes at first. Then the rest of the stuff comes out. I'm like, okay, so they're kind of better.
Got to dig a little deeper for that. Yeah, continue down the line, my friend.
All right, so we're just going to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid right off. Shotguns are going to see a lot of changes coming on Tuesday. So let's go down the list. One, they have significantly decreased magnetism and turned off aim assist entirely when firing from the hip. They showed this off a little bit. Right now in the game, if you pull up your sights on a shotgun, you'll know that it slows down as you kind of track over players. And it does that when you're hip firing and ADSing. It's no longer going to happen at all when you're hip firing. And when you're ADSing, they turned it down just a bit, so you're going to have to aim with
your
shotguns.
I'm going to say that change, as a hardcore shotgun user and a devil worshiper,
even
I'm going to say that change doesn't bother me at all. 99.9% of the time, I am aiming with my shotgun. The only time when you hip fire is when you go around a corner where, like, close. All of a sudden there's an enemy right in front of your face, and there is no reason to waste the time to ADS when your gun is already in their mouth. Just pull the trigger. So I'm not really beaten up about that change. Totally fine.
Yeah, and that seems like something that would more so affect the non-meta shotguns. Not the Matador 64, but stuff like the Proud Spire or the Occam's Razor, which you can utilize to hipfire, but that's more so a PvE thing. Next up, they've decreased mid-air accuracy for shotguns, and they showed this off by trying to get jump shots. I thought it was kind of funny because they talk about not being able to get jump shot or jump shot kills as easily, and then proceeding to go and get a bunch of jump shot kills. But they definitely show less accuracy.
But you know,
yeah.
Which
how do you guys feel about that? Because that's going to directly tie into the way a lot of Titans play right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Titans are going to get hurt by that for sure. And a couple.
That's
of
not the last thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll still be possible to get kills in the air. It's just don't rely on it as much as you mm-hmm. used to. You know what I mean? Yeah. You might have to get in a little bit closer. I mean, hand cannons aren't accurate in the air, and I still get plenty of jumping hand cannon
That's
kills.
True.
So, we'll see.
I can see Next why they've up. Done that, though. But like, it's a good thing to, like, because they probably have seen a lot of the feedback of, you know, aping and warrioring, whatever. And a lot of that happens in the air. So I think that was a conceited effort to kind of withdraw that a little bit, and possibly of that's course, going to yeah. enhance the gameplay. Because it was, in year one, we used to have this very kind of high-risk, high-reward style gameplay of verticality with shotguns, and I think maybe that's going to bring that back. Because it, over the last, since Rise of Iron, it has been very low-risk. So I think that was an effort towards that. Whether it's actually going to do anything positive remains to be seen after we've got our hands on it. You know.
And it's definitely something that's targeted towards Titan. The first of a few things that are going to be targeted towards Titans going in next week. And, I mean, we know by now one of the way Bungie balances their games is they see what has the most usage. And generally, they try to address that. And this is definitely something that it's the meta, you know, run around as a juggernaut Titan, skate in the air faster than any other class can possibly move,
or shoulder
close those distances, or shoulder charge. I got shoulder charged a couple times a day, felt good. But felt good. That's going on. So decreasing the midair accuracy. Next up, they've removed all precision damage from shotguns, except for on the universal remote when you're ADSing and the chaperone, which fires a slug round, of course.
Okay, that is huge. Out yeah. of all the shotgun yes. changes, that is a big, big change. So let me yeah. break something down for all of you listening at home. I have done a lot of testing on consistent shotgun one-hit kill range to see how far away you can reliably kill guardians of a whole wide range of armor. And in getting those kills, one of the really key things is hitting them in the head with shotgun pellets. Because if you hit with one or two pellets in the head, it really gives you that extra damage boost, which just pushes you over the limit of like, wow, I got killed from really far.
Mm-hmm.
So taking away the precision damage to the head with a shotgun, you are going to notice in PvP starting on Tuesday that the one-hit kill range from guns like the Matador or whatever you're using, they're going to be noticeably shorter.
Yeah.
Noticeably shorter.
Yep.
Very big.
But what you should also notice at the same time is I'm hoping a little bit more of a boost in consistency with shotguns, maybe. Like, they might be less effective at range as you previously felt, but they might be a bit more consistent, generally speaking, once you get used to that one-hit kill range.
Once, yeah. That's yeah. true.
Because
you're going to have to aim towards center mass now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
The precision
entirely.
Bonus is that extra dice roll. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you get it, you're like, yep, that feels right. But then when, you know, maybe you don't get it, you only hit one pellet in the head or you hit all in the body.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, that didn't kill. But now once yeah. you get used to the range,
yeah.
you'll probably be like, oh, yeah, that feels a little bit more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And because the chaperone and the uni still do extra damage to the noggin, they're going to definitely kill from a bit farther, especially the chaperone. The chaperone can already kill from surprisingly deep
yeah,
range.
If you get a slap dab headshot with that.
Yep. Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled.
Unless I'm using it, and then it's it never works. But, you know.
Hey, double tap body shots, just go with it.
Oh, and then yeah. it's a laugh out loud riot.
All right, so next up, there is going to be a 20% buff to shotgun damage in PvE to make up for that coming lack of critical hit damage. Because, of course, landing crit shots in PvE is a lot easier than it is in PvP. And yeah. This is something Story and I actually kind of discussed a little bit on our breakdown of what was going on. I think it might have been the start of the Taken King or a little bit before that, when shotguns initially got like a 100% damage buff in PvE. Was it the Dark Below when that happened, Story? I know we talked about this.
Yeah, I think it was around that time.
It was It was an initial buff that shotguns got in PvE that basically doubled their damage output.
Might have been
Taken King. And then over the past year and a half, Bungie like put in about a 10 to 20% damage reduction in PvE, and now it looks like they've basically undone that and brought shotguns in PvE back to where they were before. So that's good, you know, to kind of compensate for that lack of precision damage that they're going to have. They just deal more damage all around in PvE. Yeah. Next up, the aim down sight time is now going to take 25% longer for shotguns that have the rangefinder perk. That sucks.
If you have a god roll matador with rangefinder, ag balls, rifled barrel, or just max range in general, you probably don't want rangefinder on your shotgun anymore. Because even though it's like a minor increase in the time it takes you to aim your shotgun, the aiming your shotgun is the most important part if you're trying to like roll right up that into an enemy,
snap shooting,
boom, get that one hit kill, because it's going to take you longer, and you don't need that. I mean, you're not going to be hard scoping doors with your shotgun. That's not how you use them. You use them quick, you know, you're
that's
skating,
not how you use them.
You're
not, right?
You know, you're surfing, you're skating around the map, you want to move quick with your shotgun. So well, you'll probably have to think of something else. I mean, if you have it on your shotgun and you don't have anything else, not the end of the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad that I've been like just throwing away any shotgun that doesn't have range for so long. So now they're just worthless.
Yeah.
Got to work real well.
My question is rangefinder going to be blanket affected by this, or is it just on shotguns?
I think it's just shotguns.
It better just be shotguns. Oh, yeah.
That would be crazy if it was not. Definitely just shotguns. I'll do a test real quick. I can find out in 2 minutes if it's
there. That'd be a massive nerf to hand cannons.
Let the world know. Put them at ease.
Let them know.
But right on, and the final change is that they have removed the agility decrease when wielding a shotgun. This is part of the nerf that they brought in a while back. I think it was part of the same patch that nerfed Blink, where they didn't want people to be able to move around as quickly with a shotgun. And they mentioned that it just doesn't really flow well with the game. It doesn't really match the way the game is played, and it's really not that effective when you have a Titan that can mostly get out of that that reduction in agility by skating around. So that's going to be removed. You'll be able to move it max speed now. Good change. I never really thought that was a very effective change, because again, you could just get around it with the fastest classes in the game anyway. It's not like it really slowed down Sonic the Hedgehog Titan.
I'm trying to remember when they did the stream. I feel like that was one of the like first things they said about changes to shotguns, and my initial reaction was just like, all right, we're just starting right off with good things happening to shotguns. Like that seemed like a weird first step to make.
They just wanted you to know you're going to be able to move faster, which it's fine. That works with the way Destiny is played. All right, next up, we've got the changes to pulse rifles. And there's going to be a couple of big ones in here. First and foremost, they've reduced the rate of fire for low-impact pulses, think your Clever Dragon, your Grasp of Malak, by about 7.7% or one total frame. This is going to serve to, you know, raise that time to kill just a little bit. And to, just a smidgen.
Just a tiny.
As we said, just a smidgen. And try to make them a little bit less effective in the Crucible. What do you guys think about that? Why not?
Yeah.
Let the nerfs roll on in. I mean, I can't say I'm surprised, because literally every single time we've had a dominant primary in Crucible, it's always seen some sort of they've always addressed it in some way. It's always been nerfed in some way. Like before this, it was the low impact auto rifles, and they got a very small damage reduction a little over a year ago. So I saw it coming. I'm glad they didn't just, you know, reduce the base damage on all of these things. I think that really would have hurt the class. But we'll just have to see exactly how it's going to affect the weapons moving forward, because right now we don't know exactly what that does to that archetype's time to kill. We don't know what it does to their damage per second. Although they did mention that it raises that it lowers the damage per second just a bit. But that kind of ties in with another little nerf. High caliber rounds. May it forever rest in peace, because they've nerfed high caliber rounds to do less flinch overall. This is actually kind of a double whammy to the current Clever Dragon Grasp of Moloch meta right now, which is you get one of those guns, you get as much stability on it as you can, and if you've got high caliber rounds, you can take advantage of all that flinch with the rate of fire. We won't say unstoppable. But
you cannot be sniped.
It's very hard to snipe them. But it's a double nerf to that meta. They're slowing down your rate of fire, which is an indirect nerf to high caliber rounds, and then they're reducing the effectiveness of high caliber rounds.
And just reducing base flinch on pulse rifles, period. So it's
that was the third tree.
Yeah.
Pulse rifles are now going to have less flinch overall. That's where we were going right next. Yeah. So it's a big rebuff to the current meta of grab a fast rate of fire pulse, slap on high caliber rounds, laugh as everybody's sight slowly reaches towards the sky.
I mean,
and I know
this could potentially like make Clever Dragons and Grasps disappear, you know, potentially. Just on paper, then you might not be reaching for those anymore. Because, like, on the reveal stream, it did seem like it's only a 7.7% reduction or one frame in the rate of fire department, but it seemed kind of slow, you know? Like, I'm so used to seeing Clever Dragon gameplay, you know, very pacey, but that seemed really kind of slow. So I don't know, like, that's my gut reaction to that, is that we might not really see them in the kill feed much anymore.
You're gonna have to rely more on your ability to consistently land shots rather than potentially the gun's ability to throw off your enemy, even by a little bit with the flinch. You gotta really make sure that you're landing those shots.
I mean, I don't disagree with it, because I think in particular the Clever Dragon was one of the most easiest effortless guns to use that we've probably ever seen in Destiny, with bar maybe a auto rifle.
Thank you, Bungie.
Somebody didn't use year one Thorn.
Thorn, you had to aim that thing, but like you've got to aim pocket a pulse infinite. Rifle, True. But like
pocket infinite.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's different. That's a bit different. But yeah, Clever Dragon was very, very easy. Very, very simple, you know, not taxing in the slightest, in my opinion. So I think having being nerfed, being whacked with the nerf bat in that respect, I'm not sad. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, you know, really. So yeah,
I'm interested in finding a new gun to use, so I don't see why I'd be that upset. Being
my Hawksaw is happy about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so moving on. The Grasp of Moloch and Clever Dragon have also had their magazine size reduced by 6 shots. The Clever Dragon magazine size reduced. We're only halfway through the list of nerfs to pulse rifles.
Buckle up.
So Clever Dragon has its magazine reduced from 30 to 24, and 24 to 18 if you're using the all-too-important braced frame. Meaning, if you're running brace frame for the maximum stability, you have to land your shots. You have no room for error there. Because a gun like that gets through 18 rounds with the quickness.
Yeah.
And, rip. Now, thankfully, they're only specifically lowering the magazine of those two guns. So if you have another gun in that archetype, like the Waltz, I don't think that's being touched at all. Which is kind of an interesting choice
interesting.
For them to not mess with the Waltz at all. I mean, as far as I know, they only mentioned... Yeah, it's in the same archetype. Yeah, but they only mentioned Clever Dragon and Grasp of Moloch, so I'm not sure if the Waltz is actually being touched.
Well, probably because it's easier to get... I mean, everybody had a chance to get Dragon. I'm still trying to get a Waltz. Every time I level up my future War Cult, they're like, oh yeah, have this like rocket launcher. I'm like... Fuck
Thanks.
You, dirty robot.
it's a fusion for me every time from Future War Cult, so I feel your pain.
Wonderful.
But all right, moving on. Now we're out of the nerfs, we can get into the buffs, of which there's a pretty big one. They've increased the rate of fire for high-impact pulses by about 5.3%. So this is the messenger and, like, the spare change tier of pulse rifles, the high-impact. So if you got a messenger, if you got a spare change, if you got my personal favorite of the high-impacts right now, the Parthian Shot, those are getting a little bit of a damage buff in terms of a rate of fire on Tuesday. This makes me happy, because those guns are very high risk, very high reward. Yeah. But the risk has kind of outweighed the reward for a while now, ever since I think they got nerfed back in like the middle of the Taken King. And to see them fire a little bit faster, hopefully it's going to make them a little bit more reliable in the Crucible. We'll find out on Tuesday. But I would love to be able to pull out my baby Parthian Shot and just enjoy that. It's a laser beam.
Mm-hmm. I've got one of those in the vault as well. Looking forward to brandishing that, I swear.
There we go.
It's a good pulse.
Yep.
Unfortunately, no real mention of the middle rate of fire pulse rifles, like the Red Death, Nerwin's Mercy, Hopscotch Pilgrim.
Yeah.
I was a little sad. I've got that nice full auto, super high stability hopscotch I would have liked to be able to use, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll just have to see how
Keep in mind that there are more changes coming.
Yeah.
Other than what's listed here. This is just like the bulk of it. They did say that there is a little bit more coming on Tuesday that they did not cover. So
patch notes, man. I'm going to be like chewing through them,
scoping them.
Yeah, because I mean, there'll be a bunch of stuff that they wouldn't have been able to have the time to mention on the reveal stream. So,
of course,
I'm an imagining story like one of those crazy people who's trying to solve like a disappearance, and he's got
like
red,
a board of
red
everything.
Strings everywhere, reading the patch notes. Like,
it's Charlie the
numbers
the
make
something.
it all points to one center frame that says casket mag on it.
That's written on the walls in blood and feces and all kinds of stuff.
Carved it into the walls. Oh, Lord, who did this to me? And the final change to pulse rifles is that they've had their in-air accuracy increased just a bit. I think this is also a change they made to auto rifles as well.
They said they made it to everything, right?
To everything except hand cannons, because hand cannons already have decent enough in-air accuracy.
I think they were trying to buff it to be in line with hand cannons.
With hand cannons, because of course hand cannons work very well with the way Destiny moves. They're the only class in the game that you can really peek shoot, jump shoot. And in my opinion, that's one of the reasons why hand cannons are the best primary class right now. They lend themselves very well to the movement system in Destiny. So them increasing in-air accuracy for the other primary archetypes, good. We take those here. We take that. All right.
Is this Fallout stream right
that's
now?
Hashtag
it is.
We take those.
We take those here.
Fallout.
That is legal tender. So shall we move on to auto rifles?
Yes, and it's a short list, so why don't you hit us with every change, and then we'll talk
everything
about
we
all
got.
Of them.
One, we've got an increase of base damage for the low rate of fire auto rifles, think your Suro Shijin, your Grim Citizen, your Shadow Price. They've also increased the critical hit multiplier from 1.25 to about 1.3, which is a very big thing. And the auto rifles, of course, have increased mid-air accuracy. Those are three big things that are coming to the high-impact autos, and I could not be happier. It's about time. I couldn't be happier. I think high impact autos have been in a really bad spot essentially since February 2014. And, when they initially got that, what was it, like scaling 10 to 15% damage nerf, based on archetype, and like Suros itself got like a 15% damage reduction.
Yeah.
Since then they've had a really hard time, in my opinion at least, keeping up with the meta of weapons, whereas, you know, back in 1.0, both pre-October patch and post-October patch, hand cannons were easily like a very dominant PvP weapon archetype. Like, they were the thing that, auto rifles, not hand cannons. They were the thing that basically kept hand cannons in check for a long time. Like, if you guys remember back in 1.0 Destiny, Suros Regime dealt like 45 to the head. The critical hit for that was ridiculous. And until auto rifles got their initial nerf in like, I think October 12th, 13th, 14th of 2014. And then after that, they scaled the critical hit modifier from like 1.5 down to 1.2.
Yeah.
Which, I think had auto rifles with focus fire doing like 35, 36 to the head. And, that's what the Genesis chain was doing in the stream. It was dealing about 35 damage for crit shots, which is in line with, auto rifles in year one after that October patch, which
I'll take that. So
I want to be able to use autos.
Regarding the auto rifles, I'm like happy and a little nervous at the same time. Like I want low rate of fire auto rifles to be viable. I think that would be cool. I have said before, and I will stick with this, that I don't want the meta to ever turn into an auto rifle meta. That's my hope. And you can feel free to disagree with me. It's just personal preference. I love hand cannon metas. I just like the like pacing your shots and feeling like a goddamn space cowboy.
It feels more like you're shooting a gun when you got
you want to land your headshots, like and when you land them, you're like, oh, dude, I three-tapped that guy. That was crispy AF. Feeling good right now. And then with the auto rifle, like I didn't like it when Dr. Passion was running wild, you know, Dr. Passion, spraying everywhere. You just, I didn't like that. So
yeah,
Tuesday will be interesting because you're increasing the base damage of the Suros and you're increasing the crit multiplier. And out of every auto rifle, Suros isn't even really an auto rifle, in my opinion. It's like a scout rifle that shoots really quickly because you're aiming at the head. And when I think of an auto rifle, I just think of you going in, hold the trigger down, spray, and pray. You know what I mean? But the auto rifle, you're legit aiming for the head. So it could become viable, which would be it would be pretty cool. But I really don't want it to become the top of the pyramid gun again. I don't think it will.
I can understand that.
But I'm hoping that it's not.
And I mean, they were the easiest primary, especially back in year one. And like I said, I can understand that. And I think Bungie feels the same way. I think that's why they haven't seen really any buffs in such a long time. Because a lot of people who came into the game afterwards don't know, auto rifles used to be absolutely dominant. And they were incredibly easy to use. They were far and away the best primary to use until, again, that February 2015 update. Not because they were all the strongest or fastest killing. Last Word was still the fastest killing gun in the game, but they were so, we always talk about a meta on this, and we've discussed this before, but a meta is defined by a gun, weapons that kill very quickly, very consistently, and with a certain ease of use.
Yep.
Auto rifles had all of those in year one. You could just grab a Suros, it was perfectly stable, and you could kill in like 5 to 6 shots. It was nuts, and I think Bungie was afraid of that for a long time. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to see, because these things are, at least the high impacts are looking like they're going to be very close to where they were in parts of year one.
Yeah.
And
the Genesis chain looked good in the reveal stream. I was like, okay, you know, you know.
Yeah. It kills. It actually killed someone. It
killed somebody quicker, a lot quicker.
Yeah. And I've got quite a few auto rifles sitting in my vault right now that I've been holding on to and stroking like soon.
What?
Soon.
Yeah. He sits your like a cat on his me. Lap.
Like he's a Bond villain here.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Claw. Soon.
Soon. Wow, that was pretty good. All right.
That's what I do. All right, anything else you guys want to say about auto rifles? Anybody surprised nothing happening for mid-impacts?
It's dangerous territory, isn't it? I think the reason why they left the faster rate of fire jobbies alone is that you're creeping up the ladder again. And as you said, you're quite correct. Yeah. I think they are afraid of them being top dog, like alone at the top of the mountain again, in the hill style. So, I think that's there's a reason why they got left alone, I think. Unless we're surprised in patch notes. You know, the patch notes come out and it's like, what?
Monte Carlo, 25% damage increase. Yeah. you know, hopefully with the other changes to primaries, you know, the nerfs to pulse rifles and whatnot, those mid-impact autos like the Monte Carlo, the Hard Light, guns which, in my opinion, never really had a chance to shine quite as much in the Crucible. We'll see a little bit more of the light of day. But all right, after that, we've got the changes coming to hand cannons.
Yay.
And this is the kind of hot cold section for me because I don't know what it all means. First up, they've significantly increased the initial first shot accuracy of hand cannons, or more so, they've returned them to year one values. Mm-hmm. This is good because those saw a nerf with the Taken King and kind of tied into a little thing called Bloom.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you at home saying Bloom is gone.
It's not.
That is not what Bungie is saying.
No.
So if I see any of y'all out there on Twitter saying, I thought they took Bloom away, I'm going to come over there, give you a little taste, all right? Here's what they're saying. The Bloom is gone on bullet numero uno. That is what they're saying. Because there were times where you would point your gun at a guy, at a fellow, right there, pull the trigger, where'd the bullet go?
Yeah.
Not there. And that's because the Bloom is in the shot, but Bloom shouldn't kick in on your first bullet because Bloom should be a mechanic that forces you to pace your shots. But when you're aiming that first shot, you're already pacing it. It's not like your gun is flipping out or anything like that. So Bloom is still there.
Yep,
you will have to pace your shots to a degree, but on that first shot, it'll be clean, crisp. If you're aiming right on them, you're gonna hit them. So enjoy.
Yeah. And one of the things I'm wondering when I said I'm a little bit confused about some of these changes is we know Bloom, the way it worked is you had worsening accuracy on spammed follow-up shots, right? So does increasing that first shot accuracy in effect kind of lower the effect of Bloom since you're starting from a higher accuracy point
you moving forward? That's a good point. That's what I've assumed, but
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know for sure what it means. But.
This is what kind of supports my feeling that Bloom was not a very intelligent mechanic to introduce. Because here's the big problem with Bloom is that...
Not a fan of it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone who's enjoyed hand cannon gameplay is a fan of it, really. Because there's many times where you're up against somebody, you're at ideal effective range, and the person who will win that gunfight might not necessarily be pacing their shots. You know, exactly. Randomness, you can spam and still win a gunfight.
They're going to spam the bullets and they're going to roll the dice.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Hey, I killed you and you were like, pacing your shots.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm pacing my shots. I did what I was supposed to do and I'm losing the gunfight. And that's I think, the pinnacle of why it was not a good idea, because it just degraded the fun and addictive and competitive nature of the actual gunfight. And with it still being there, I think that's going to still happen, which is a shame. That's a thumbs down from me, really. But
yes,
however, but we don't know how it feels, and that's what I'm eager to test and play. Because just at least having that first shot, and as Link said there, maybe that like narrows the cone of fire, because you got that first initial shot having much more accuracy. Maybe that is going to generally improve it. So that's where I have a grey area, because I've seen a few naysayers going, oh no, it's going to be a hand cannon meta all over again. And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, we don't
Look,
know until
it
we
was
try
never
that.
Not a hand cannon
I know. When have you ever when have you ever played this game where it wasn't a hand cannon meta?
It's
the beta. It was not a hand cannon meta in the beta.
TTK, the introduction of Bloom, playing hand cannons got less fun, less addictive, and even more frustrating. And that was a big wounder for the people that had really learned to aim and, you know, like, fine-tune their hand cannon play.
I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I loved Halo. Huge Halo guy. And Halo 2 was my favorite because you had all these awesome battle rifle battles, and it was more about... Yep. The strafing and the accuracy, landing your shots, and like, you know, kind of head glitching, map control. And then I really did enjoy Reach, Halo Reach, but I did not like the Bloom. They added Bloom on the DMR, and I did not enjoy it. I think
and they had
just,
to remove it. They had to eventually remove it because
it
didn't go over well.
It was too strong. And yeah, I don't know. If you, I understand if people like it because it's like, oh, it's a more realistic gun mechanic. I understand that, but. I also don't care. Like, I'm not going to complain and be like, this gun isn't recoiling enough, or like, it's not accurate when I spam the trigger. I am going to
the same battlefield, son.
Written letter. Like, I don't care. I'm a warlock shooting magic tickle finger lightning from my hands. I'm willing to suspend a lot of my beliefs in the game.
Yeah.
I don't really... mind if my gun physics are like a little bit off of perfectly real.
It all just I agree with you. It just depends on what kind of game you're playing, like arcade shooter versus realistic shooter type stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
So, I don't think it belongs in Destiny. No, I don't think it's a mechanic that belongs in a game like this.
But I don't think it was an attempt to put it in to raise the authentic nature of gunplay. It was introduced specifically to try and bring hand cannons in line with other things. But it wasn't tested enough, and it wasn't tested by the right kind of people. You know, I think that was the major thing. It was. I think it's a very good idea, and it was a very good attempt at reaching a goal. It just what was completely overlooked was it degraded the experience and made gunplay RNG, like more RNG. And I think consistency, and I keep saying this, it's like my mantra with Crucible, we need more consistency in Crucible, and reducing consistency for whatever purpose is just generally not a good idea in a peer-to-peer environment when you've got, you know, connections up and down all over the place. Consistency would be like, okay, we really want to not override that, but with attempts at balancing things. But fair play to Bungie for trying. For, you know, having
sure,
because that's a very complex thing.
It's
Bloom
not
is
easy,
a hugely
man.
Complex thing.
Yeah, it's not
know.
Easy.
It just
this is
don't
better
work.
Than their previous response, which was the old Hogan heroes. I see nothing. I know nothing.
Blue. See, what happened was
Ghost Bullets doesn't exist.
Yeah. They were testing it, and Fusion Rifle Greg was using the hand cannons, and they're like, "Dude, he's
just
too
killing
good
everybody.
He's too good. We got to put the bloom on, man. Greg is
79.3 KD. He's too cash. And we got to cut him down.
All right, Link, keep it going, man."
Yes.
All right, moving on. They've reduced the base range of all hand cannons by about 5 meters. That is across the board. I'm not sure the low or the high rate of fire hand cannons needed that. Currently at max range, your hand cannon damage gets reduced by about 50% of your max damage. It's now going to do 33% of max damage past the intended range. So they're kind of scaling back on that falling damage as your shots go out, which is good. 50% is a little bit on the harsh side when you get past a certain meter number. Next up, no changes really made for Bloom. We talked a bit about that. And high caliber rounds will now affect hand cannons. If you have a scout rifle or a hand cannon right now with high cal, you might notice it doesn't do anything. Doesn't do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've said that on the show before. We've done some testing. It doesn't do anything. It's a perk that doesn't work on those classes. So that's going to be getting fixed next week. And high caliber rounds will now be an effective perk on scouts and hand cannons, although not so much because it's getting nerfed. So.
I don't even feel like that should be like in like balance patch notes. That should be a glitch that was fixed forever ago, you would think. But, you know, whatever.
You'd think.
Get your bullshit out of here, Mega.
I'm sorry.
Fixing
my
stuff.
Bad. I just...
Get that out.
All right, my bad, guys. I'll just chill.
But all right. That's pretty much all
the
changes
for
hand cannons.
There it is.
Love it. Put it on. Brandish
Big.
That baby.
Become who you
I like
were
it.
Born to be.
The mighty blue bomber. Beautiful.
Lord. I love it.
Right, so next up, we had a couple of changes to scout rifles.
Oh, well, we didn't even talk about those changes to the range.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're
you got to wine me and dine
me a little bit right now. We're kind of jumping in the bed right now with scout rifles.
I'm not used to having to do that. That's a lot of work.
I'm a cheap date, man. It's okay. We can get it done.
All right, let's go.
But just they want range. You to use hand cannons more from medium to medium close range. That's what they want you to do. I think... they were kind of maybe getting a little tired of people using hand cannons as the all-purpose primary.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I mean, I don't know if I agree, because I love hand cannons, but
my favorite
that's
class.
Just the way it's going to be. And I mean, at least the good news is that you'll be able to hit that first shot 100% of the time if you are good with your aiming.
Mm.
But just make sure that when Tuesday comes, if you like the hand cannons, don't panic. Don't throw your Luna in the trash. Sick, insane.
I already dismantled mine.
Don't be like Mega. Right? Don't be like Mega.
Rifle Barrel Luna, get out of here. It's worthless done. Now. Doesn't done. Matter.
Hold on to it and keep it. And even though high caliber rounds are now affecting hand cannons, I'm not sure if I would jump to use them right away. Because if you pick that perk, don't you have to take away from a range
you're
perk?
Giving up. That's you're giving up rifled or reinforced. So
it's kind of like appealing. You're like, ooh, I might want to flinch somebody with my high cal. Maybe. I mean...
not
range
so much.
Is really important, especially because they're cutting the base range by 5. So you really probably want to hold on to that range for now. Stay tuned. We'll let you know if that changes, if there's like some new secret hidden high-cal
like
hand cannon.
Stability
meta.
As well. I'm interested to see how like stability is going to affect hand cannons now as well, because maybe you know the old braced frame Lunas that you immediately... shard or whatever, maybe those might be of use. I have no idea, but you know... It's. I've seen a few people raise these points about stability maybe being, something that's going to be not necessarily as desirable as the range perks, but maybe, I don't know, like, let's have a look-see. But then I've seen other opinions as well, like rangefinder rifle is going to be mandatory. Mm. And I think the general consensus...
You're going to see those posts.
I think Looney said that, didn't he? Said that? I'd probably agree with him right now. We haven't played it yet, but I would agree with him.
Just from reading the replies to that, those combination of perks is incredibly rare. So if, let's say, for example, rangefinder rifle barrel is the go-to for hand cannons, you can buy one from the vendor, the palindrome, whatever, but like in actual getting a Luna with those kind of perks is really, really difficult. I mean, since Lunas were introduced, I've not had that combination once, and that's like over a year. You know, same of here. Playing. Yeah, that's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. So,
hundreds of games that Story forced his girlfriend to race in SRL.
Yeah.
No.
She was tired. She was tired, and I'm like, no, you keep going. Keep going! Work. Or there will be no food. You will sleep on a bed of nails. Hurt.
Now your back's going to hurt.
Yeah, man.
Because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Damn it.
Thanks,
but yeah. So maybe when we need to see a bit of an increase in the rangefinder rifle barrel perks. Yeah. Or just get rid. That was a good point from from Loomis thread on Twitter, is that just remove all the extraneous crap the perks, like casket mag, that being one, yeah. Feather mag.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Getting rid of casket mag.
I would. I think we should have a choice of just two perks only in that tree. Rifle barrel and rifle barrel. Who's with me on that one?
Can somebody quickly do a Photoshop of a gun where every perk is casket mag and send it to Story's machine?
I've got him.
So he can,
get on that
so
right
now. So he
can now,
just hang it on his wall.
He's got he's got an iron throne made out of him, man.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the king. All right, there we go. Come on, Link. Tell me about scout rifles. Tell me.
All right, scout rifles. Not too much changing here. Of course, they are getting their in-air accuracy increased, and high caliber rounds now affects them.
That was boring.
Yeah. If you were looking for a Jade Rabbit buff, sorry.
Not a lot of change.
It's still not the dawn of the glorious Boolean Gemini era. Most people forgot about that exotic, by the way. But that's pretty much all the weapon-based changes. Next up came some changes to PvP overall with the ammo economy. And this is one that caused a lot of discussion. This is going to be the big one. In my opinion, one of the most impactful things that's going to be coming next week. Special ammo changes.
This is really huge. Do we want to talk? Let's tell them what they are. Tell them what they are. In case you live under a medium-sized rock, we will tell you.
Patrick's
Rock. Or your whole life. I don't know. I was going to say, or your whole life doesn't revolve around Destiny, but I don't know why you're listening to a Destiny podcast if you don't follow it to this level.
All right, so first up, players will now start matches with special ammo, but you will now lose all special ammo upon your first death.
Guess I'm not dying anymore.
Yeah, just stay alive.
Mega, what's rule number one of Trials?
Exactly. Don't get picked. Don't die.
Don't get picked.
Yeah, it's in the glorious words of Isaiah, don't get hit. Don't get hit. But to kind of compensate for that, because that's a very heavy blow to the way the meta plays right now, special ammo crates are now going to spawn every 60 seconds. So every minute there's going to be special on the field. Now, these two changes are two of the biggest changes we've seen in quite some time, because it's going to change the way PvP roles as a whole. Like, Trials is going to be...
Oh my god, yeah.
It's going to be totally a very weird game, yeah. And normalized PvP is going to be crazy, too, because right now people do rely pretty much almost exclusively on shotguns. They brought out the chart, the famous PvP chart that they have for these streams, showing kill percentages. And in a surprise to no one, shotgun percentage usage percentage was way up here. Everything else was super duper low. It's almost like the community's been saying that for a long, long time. They've reduced... Hashtag shade. Throwing it at you. I'm throwing the shade of Oryx at you, Bungie. Get it together. They've also reduced the radius for special ammo drops for teammates when you pick up the ammo from 100 meters to 75 meters. So you have to be a little bit closer to that box when your teammates pop it to pick up that ammo. Players will also now only start with special ammo on the first round of elimination. This is going to make Trials a very different game mode.
Yeah. Slower. By far slower.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot less special reliance after that first round. And it's going to break down to either one of two things. Either everybody's going to be forced to use a primary, which is going to be really funny for the first couple of weeks of Trials. Yeah. Or
the emphasis on gunplay. That's the optimistic option.
Optimistic option that everybody has to use a primary now, which would be great. Far more likely, people are just going to sit around for 60 seconds and wait for specials.
Yeah. That's the bummer. That's the real bummer.
That's what I think is going to happen.
The Trials, anyway. So,
what do you guys think?
I've been sitting around trying to think, because my first initial reaction was like, hell no, and dear God, why? Because I like the speed of the game where it is right now. I like fast-paced gameplay. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
And making it so that every time you die, you lose your special ammo is going to probably slow down the pace of the game, which I don't think I'm looking forward to. And I think a lot of people were kind of upset about that, too. And I understand that, because there's a really good feeling. Like, you get a sniper, and, like, you spawn up with your longbow, and boom, you know, you nail somebody. Or, like, you get your shotgun out, boom, you blow them away. You know what I mean? It just feels good to wax these people with these super powerful guns.
Wax
you know?
Them.
Yeah.
But now they're toning it back. And I'm just kind of thinking back to the last time they tinkered with ammo to this level, and it did not go over well.
No.
Did not. I mean, this time you spawn with it right off the bat, whereas last time you didn't have any, which is a little bit different. But still, I mean, a lot of people were just like, oh my God. And they changed it within like a week.
They did.
Because it just wasn't. Yeah, everyone was rolling it like everyone expected. Every Trials game. Icebreaker, sidearm. Icebreaker, sidearm.
Yeah. I'm just hoping, which is going to be a threat here, too.
Yeah, I'm hoping they have that capacity this time around, because the biggest criticism that I was like prepared to throw at Bungie here be like, that's a very bold change. You better playtest that the hell out of it before you make a change like that, because the trend is that we won't be seeing another patch either. We may not see another patch at all before Destiny 2, so this might be an economy that we have to be used to until, you know,
the next game.
But there is that was what I was getting to. There is the potential of another patch coming, which is fine. And the trend was before, when they messed with special ammo, they did patch it again very quickly.
Very quickly, yeah.
So I'm hoping that's the case this time around. By all means, bold moves, go for it. You know, like, fair play for having the confidence to do that. But be prepared to change it quickly if Trials has been severely wounded, you know, because of it. So that was my first initial criticism for making a change like that, because they don't seem to be able to put the resources on actually play testing these changes as much as maybe they'd like to or should, perhaps. So that was my initial knee jerk there.
Yeah. I was worried about Trials too.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're going to play one of three ways, right? So you're either going to have a defensive round where, I'm talking after round one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you don't.
Just waiting for special.
Ammo. You're either going to, one team or both teams are going to wait for the special ammo, which is kind of boring and lame, but whatever. Or you have one team going on the offense to see if they can interrupt that team before they get to their special. So think of a map like Pantheon. You know, maybe one team is like on their red hallway special box, you know, they're kind of like playing it slow, you know what I mean? And then the other team takes cube control, they want to move up really quickly and try and push them off so they don't get the special ammo. That's number two. And then number three is both teams say F it and then just charge into middle and have a primary battle in the cube or whatever.
And I can dream.
I would like that.
That's the real thing. Are we going to see a lot more primary pushes? The big bone of contention at the moment is we have a mechanic in the game that rewards players for doing nothing at all, and that's scurries, which we'll probably get to towards the end. But like, we have a mechanic that rewards players for doing nothing, so this is another step that is going to support that by, you know, like the weaker. Weaker is not really a good choice of words. Actually, I'll take that back. It's the play style that is. Okay, I'm going to camp this. I'm going to defend this area.
Turtle gameplay.
Like, the really passive kind of stuff. I'm going to camp this special box now until we get special.
They're more interested in a sure thing win than in exciting gameplay, as some of us would see it.
There you go.
Yeah. Good call.
Now, I'm trying to, like, look on the bright side. You know what I mean? Because, again, when I heard this in the Bungie stream, I was like, good Lord.
No.
Bright side.
Let me get my sidearm.
Yeah, but thank you.
We're not breaking out into song.
I was trying to think of no singing. I was trying to think of like something similar to Halo. You know what I mean? Because in Halo, if you die, you don't respawn with your sniper, your shotgun, your sword, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just there on the ground. I mean, you can go back and get it, but... So I was like, oh, maybe it'll be more like Halo, you know, more primary fights, and, you know, you gotta push for the special, maybe, and you lose it when you die. Maybe. I don't know. I'm lukewarm on this one. And it took me a while to get to lukewarm. You know what I mean?
I was cold on it. I like what you're saying. Maybe it'll be more like Halo for like a normal mode, like Clash or something like that. But yeah. For Trials, I don't understand the losing it. Even if you didn't die in the round, like I understand because they don't want it to snowball. I guess is what they're thinking, but still, it just sucks.
You know, Mega, I'm trying to look at the glass half full, and you come in and you just spit right in my milkshake.
Then it's even more full.
And drink it.
Oh my god! Maybe more. What's the problem here?
What's the problem? Here? So we shall see. But we shall see.
I'm excited to see how it goes, and then if it's a total shit show, maybe they'll patch it anyway. So
yeah, maybe
it'll.
Who knows?
I don't know. It's gonna be a lot of sidearms, a lot of snipe, a lot of no land,
a lot of invective, a lot of icebreaker, a lot of sidearms.
Yeah,
which we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. So what was next? That pretty much covered everything for the special ammo section. Next up was the class changes, and we got a couple things coming to Hunters, Filthy Warlocks, as it's written on this guide, in Titans.
Filthy Warlocks.
Speaks the truth.
Who's the head mod over at BTG?
This persecution in silence, probably.
Mr. Woodhouse, we are going to have words. All right, we're gonna have fingers. Words, buddy. Okay, read on, my friend.
All right, so in a curious change to Blade Dancers that I don't understand, Hungering Blade is seeing a nerf. Hungering Blade for Blade Dancer will now immediately grant health instead of will immediately grant you health back rather than instantly regenerating your health and your shield simultaneously. If you go into the game right now, Hungering Blade basically restores your health and your shield at the same time, so you get your instant full health back immediately. Now what it's going to do is it's going to grant you your health back, and then if you're at a point health-wise where it grants you enough health to go over 100%, it'll start recharging your shield.
Yes.
Who asked for this?
I've heard so much criticism for this change.
This must be another Greg thing.
I don't play Blade Dancer, but here's what I'm saying. I'm trying to take it in light of all the other changes. Without there being rampant special ammo, it'd be super hard to kill a Hungering Blade Dancer. As is, so maybe that's where they're coming from with it. That's the only thing I can think that's motivating. Maybe. I'm trying to look at the whole picture. Not thinking about Blade Dancers playing in the current meta, but thinking about how the meta is going to change. Maybe they saw a reason for it with their testing.
Yeah. Good point.
So a blade nerf, as is tradition with every
as is customary.
I mean, that's the major thing. It's like we were kind of anyone who plays Blade was. Not expecting or hoping for.
Hoping!
It was almost like, oh, they've got to buff my class. Blade. They just have to. It would be crazy not to do something to make it.
They said, call us Bungo one more time, motherfuckers.
Blade Dance now immediately restores the health of those you hit.
Yeah. I think without taking patch. Mega's point on board. It's been big neon letters. Something is very wrong in the PvP department. Something is very wrong indeed here.
There's a part of me that thinks that like they were looking at the numbers. Because if you play Blade Dancer, if you're like one of the 15 people who play Blade Dancer right now, then Hungering Blade is like a mandatory. Like you're not running with anything else other than Hungering Blade because it's so good. So there's a part of me that thinks like, okay, they're looking at the numbers. They see it's crazy good. Maybe we'll take Mega's point into consideration because less special, it's going to be really hard to kill Blade Dancer, especially if he has...
I actually think they mentioned that on stream, by the way. They mentioned that it's to be in relationship to the special changes, which makes sense.
It's just funny that if you were watching the stream live and the guy was talking about the Hungering Blade nerf, he was just like, yeah, I personally found this like really annoying, so like
so I changed it.
It's like, okay, it's a nerf.
You should not even if he was joking, I was like, you should not have said
that. Unwise.
They're gonna quote you forever on that.
Which is my the next thing I just remember. A lot of hate for those guys, but the one thing I want to say defending those guys is, like, they're not in front of camera people, so I don't really expect them to be smooth talkers.
They're not the
like
comp players, you know?
That Deej has a job. So I do expect them to say dumb things like that, I guess. So I try not to. I'll hate the whole group of Bungie and their decisions, but I just want to, before we, I feel like so much
spread
I see right now is hating those guys and making fun of how bad they are and stuff like that. And
it's because they were the
touch,
faces of the time.
I know.
And you're
they
right,
have
they're not camera people.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're not camera people.
I just want to say for them, I feel for you guys because I suck on camera too, obviously.
Get out of here.
But you got that hat, though, so...
Exactly, yeah, the hat makes up for it.
Kind of throws it off.
Equilibrium is restored.
Shall we talk about filthy warlocks now?
Well, I mean, do you want to get through the rest of the
Hunter
changes?
Oh, I forgot there are...
No, we're leaving the Hunters in the trash like Bungie did.
Just leave them out there. Well, in news that I'm willing to bet Holtzman was super happy to hear, Throwing Knife now does solar damage. Woo. It's about time.
Jesus.
Only 3 years
Only took us 3 years.
I think I forget, like... once a week when I'm doing some sort of thing that's like get solar ability kills and then I get a throwing knife kill, I'm like, why the fuck isn't this working? What? Ugh.
Doesn't work.
Because
but now
you.
It does, so.
Yay. Finally.
And also, Blink is going to be adjusted in the next update, but no real details were mentioned. They didn't talk too much about it, but some of the internet sleuths out there took notice that when people were blinking, like their radar went away.
Yeah, and the HUD.
Like, after the blink.
Can I ask, why are we still nerfing Blink? Like,
well,
I
just
don't
stabbing
know.
The dead horse.
What Mega was saying.
Not kicking it anymore.
Here, maybe there is a buff. Maybe there was a buff and they haven't mentioned it at all. It would be kind of silly not to mention
maybe
the buff.
Maybe they made
there
that
is more
one
to these
helmet
notes,
do something. I can't remember what it's called. Astrocyte Verse. And so then they had to nerf Blink and
the worthless.
So we
don't know for sure, but yeah. Like
I'm going to reserve the judgment until we know, but that... I mean, yeah,
enough,
all we saw
story.
Was
fair
a
enough.
Nerf. All we saw was some kind of
all
nerf.
All we saw was the nerf.
Really, though, is that going to affect heavy pro Blink users? Not that there's that many pro Blink users
left. How many
left
are there? Yeah.
Like
they
just having
get
your HUD momentarily
as low as possible, though.
Is that really
like
going to bother
at the
anyone?
End of a house party when you want your... guests to go home and like you put on shitty music and you turn the lights on and like you're cleaning
you take
up
all
and you're
the
like,
food
yeah.
out
like Bungie just wants
man.
No one
oh man
to
I gotta wake
Blink.
Up super early tomorrow
hey I gotta wake up early you
so much
chips?
Work
yeah
to
sorry I gotta put these away you know take the beer back in the fridge it's like
I saw
the
someone fart in those
might be over
you, know? You, know, you don't want to eat those. Yeah, I get you. I'm with you.
Yeah, okay. We'll see what happens on Tuesday. We'll see.
Like we said before, we don't know all of the changes that are coming. This is only a snippet of them, and the rest will be coming in the patch notes on Tuesday.
There you go.
All right, on to us filthy warlocks. Can I get an F in chat?
Mm-hmm.
They've finally done it. Mm-hmm. They have finally smacked my baby Stormcallers by reducing the base melee range. No silence, just...
No silence.
Throw
you
it out there.
It. You don't deserve silence, all right?
No moment of silence.
The silence has been filled by my screams of, how did he melee me for all this time?
Yeah.
They've nerfed the base range of the Stormcaller melee to bring it to be more in line with Voidwalkers and Sunsingers. You still have Amplitude, which is going to increase that melee range out a bit, but it's probably not going to be quite as far as where it is right now.
It's just a bit vague, isn't it? It's like, has Amplitude been affected or not? Is Amplitude still going to extend it? Because we don't know. It's like it could be exactly the same as it is now. It just might be the normal melee base range has been put in line. So whether that in domino effect affects Amplitude or not, we just don't know. They could have done with maybe filling in some
I'd
of the
like
blanks
to think,
on that one.
I'd like to think Amplitude just pushes it to what its base range is now. That's what I would
That's
think.
Probably how it's going to be.
So, yeah.
We got no real, you know, information on it, but they only mentioned the base range being nerfed, so hopefully that's not a huge slap to Amplitude, because I like that ability. I like the old, I like the rare occasion of my shotgun not one-shotting and me just being able to immediately transition into a unlimited power and get the cleanup kill. Yeah, unlimited. But moving on, Landfall, in another odd sort of nerf, Landfall now reduces your total time in Storm Trance. I wasn't expecting this one.
Who's it for?
Because
Who was that like, for? Who uses
They already landfall? Nerfed landfall. They nerfed the damage from landfall a while back. And, I mean...
You want to hear something funny? I have been using landfall lately.
And there you go. It's your fault.
Dropping it on people.
It's my fault. Because here's what happens. Okay, so I have been using Ionic Blink because it's awesome. Who doesn't love Ionic Blink? Okay, but I've been doing a lot of sweating with my brother, as I always do. And
gosh, such a just... Always I know. Bad phrasing. Just always.
Shut up. Some of the strongest classes right now in 3v3 and 4v4 are Voidwalker, Striker Titan. All right? And when you roll into competitive threes and they know that you're a Stormcaller, they are going to hold on to that super and they are going to wait. And it is a counter super to the max. And every time, you know, you try to push with it, you try to bait. And even if you try to bait out the Nova, bait out the Fist, you can still get clipped. And so at some point, I was just like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to run Landfall. I don't care. Like, I'm doing Landfall. And that way, it took them completely by surprise. Like, they're trying to collapse on me. You know what I mean? A teammate is dead. It's a 2v3 now, and they're going to push in on me. And all of a sudden, I'm like, surprise, bitch, Landfall.
Boom.
And I got to admit, it's a lot of fun.
I think you were using it when I was watching you play.
I was using it today on stream.
I saw you do that Warlock Fist of Havoc equivalent at one point. I loved it.
Dude, Darth Fallout was rolling deep. I was doing Trials Carries with Funpo, and we were having a damn good time. So yeah, kind of, I don't know how many other non-lunatic people run Landfall. I'm kind of the only kind of crazy guy doing it right now, but yeah, super random.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a great perk back in the day. I'll admit it was a little on the strong side back before it got its damage nerf because it has a really wide range or area of effect.
Yeah.
And it was basically a free Fist of Panic. Like, you could go into a room, lose no super energy, and wipe 4 to 5 people. I don't really know. As long as it doesn't reduce your time in Stormtrance by too much, maybe it's something that can be counteracted with, like, I don't know, Transcendence or something like that. But moving on, Blink, of course, is going to be adjusted. Mm-hmm. Now, why that's mentioned for Warlocks, I guess it's going to be in relation to Ionic Blink. No idea. Or maybe just Blink on Voidwalkers. We still don't know what that change is.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see. On to Titans.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised, though, just on that one thing. The Blink being adjusted when the HUD disappears. If they did that for Ionic Blink, that would probably instigate more potential for epileptic seizures and stuff, because imagine your HUD disappearing that quickly, because you use Ionic Blink really quick, so I'd be really surprised if it was going to apply to that. But yeah, carry on.
All right, so next up with the changes coming to Titans.
I always have it off anyway, sorry.
Nah, man, HUD's off, Sephiotone only.
He's a champion.
That's why I never know where anyone's at. Oh my God.
It's all coming together now.
All right, so for Juggernauts, we knew this stuff was coming. Juggernaut now disables in midair. It disables quicker. It only stays active for a few seconds. And in a double whammy, Juggernaut can no longer be activated in midair. If you want to activate that Juggernaut shield, your feet have to be on the ground. And then if you jump and stay in air, after like a second or two, it goes away. Rest in peace to the Rush Strat.
Yeah. That basically,
that's a slap.
Juggernaut's probably not going to be used at all now, is it? Really?
No, yeah. Because if you're a good it's Titan gonna be rough. Player, you're going to be a Titan skater.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Titan skater, you don't want to have Juggernaut because it's going to just disappear.
Yep.
It's a wasted.
And shoulder charge is not really that great anymore. You get more trades than ever before. So
it's true. But you got to tune into this dude named Ramblin, who you might have heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
this guy is a character. This Ramblin fellow. Have you heard about this guy? We all know Ramblin. He's cash fucking money, and especially Ninja with no L.
Mm-hmm.
People are using shoulder charge more and more as a mobility tool and not as a kill tool.
Yeah.
And it's just super sexy to like watch
that.
A Titan.
Yeah,
Gabe is the Titan champion, dude.
He's the founding father of that. Like, remember that? He is the on Twilight father. Gap going through those holes in the bridge, man?
Going back and forth.
I've seen him skate all the way around Twilight Gap. Touching the ground like once. Yeah.
There are
the guy is amazing.
A lot of really good Titans that you should definitely check out. And if you are good with Titan skating and you want to take it to the next level, watch them on Twitch, watch them on YouTube. Twilight Garrison, Shoulder Charge, and you will become untouchable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truly.
As a good point, though, as a mobility buff, yes, not as an offensive attack, because that the nerf hit it really hard, and it is nowhere near as good as it used to be. And and oftentimes I've seen like really good players try and use it, and it just gets the trade at best. Sometimes it gets them killed because the animation's slower. It creates this Bermuda Triangle of weird business going on.
Yeah.
So have it as a mobility thing, for sure. That's well put. Yeah.
Well put, good sir.
All right. That pretty much covers most of the big changes coming in the patch. The other stuff is little bits of information about exotic weapons, but we really haven't gotten too much solid information about them. Basically, Bungie just saying, hey, Truth, Shinobu's Vow, Young Wolf's Howl, they're going to be addressed in some way. We have no idea how that's going to be. Although I can't imagine there's going to be anything other than a nerf for Truth. Can you imagine? They're not going to buff Truth. So that's probably going to be a nerf.
Yeah, the list of exotics is large, so I don't throw any shade for not covering a huge list of exotics. That's a job for the patch notes.
There you go. For sure.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it for all the information we've got.
There's one extra big lump of salt at the bottom of the barrel. About artifacts.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly understand what you're talking about.
No.
What do you mean?
There's nothing. They confirmed.
No problems.
No problems. So after they ran down the changes and they decided to go into a PvP match between the Bungo employees to demonstrate the physics of the new meta, Deej was reading off questions from the chat, and one of the questions was, are there any changes to scories? I say that one of the questions was, it was more like 10,000
miles of chat.
Yeah.
The entire chat was just scories?
And they confirmed that there are no changes being made at this time.
Yeah.
The scories on Tuesday. No changes at this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now before
so scory machine
we
lives on. So.
Drink the chemicals under the sink.
I don't use it. I use it.
I don't do that.
I know you don't.
I just use it.
Like the name.
I know.
So they put out another note, and I will read it because I tweeted it out. So I have it right here. And they say, weapons and abilities were the focus of this work. The post-show dialogue has observed the absence of changes to artifacts, namely scories. You haven't heard the last from the live team, and the sandbox is always an important part of their exploration of where the game should go next. With 2.5.0.2 almost off the workbench, our design team is looking at another future release as a potential vehicle for some tuning on artifacts as well. Time will tell, and you're always a part of the conversation.
Good. I think that was a very wise maneuver, because I think a lot of folks were disheartened because it was already being suspected of being the last big patch before Destiny 2. And if having to put up with that kind of, crutch, let's call it. It was too much for quite a lot of folk, because it has changed the plane of Trials of Osiris quite a lot.
For sure.
So, yeah, I think it was a wise maneuver that they mentioned. We're going to look at that, and we are going to change it, and I'm hoping sooner rather than later.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've... Shake, I was playing with Fun Police earlier today, and he was calling me Darth Fallout because I was using scories. And, like, I say that with no remorse. Like, do I want scories changed? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's very strong in PvP, because if you're playing in Trials, in my opinion, if you're not using scories, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. Because, I mean, you could use Memory of Yolder for the extra sprint. Sure, why not? If you're playing very aggressive, why not? But, like, sometimes the games don't always go that quick. And scories is really, really strong. And my goal is to get people to the lighthouse. I'm trying to help someone get there who's never been before. I'm going to give it my all. So that's why so many people are using scories. Because if you don't use it, it's like, well, why? You know what I mean? It's like if you entered a foot race and it's like, would you like this free jetpack to go on your back? It's like, no, I'll run without it.
Nah.
Like, why would you?
But I think it's worth mentioning, though, you run that as a...
you're an offensive guy while running.
You're moving around. Yes. There's no way that you're not advancing and taking control of the ground.
Shake and I, we are warrioring hard.
Yeah.
But like, if there's a chance in the 20 seconds between me running towards the enemy that I can feed my teammates a little extra energy, if they're camping a certain part of the map and we're like coordinating how we're going to fork in on them, you know what I mean? I'm just giving them a little extra energy because like, it's free.
It's
free super.
You're using using a powerful item in the game, and you're feeling no remorse. Another saying for something like that?
If only we could sing it in song form. That would be so catchy.
Someone had made an entire song about that.
Just whatever, don't apologize. Yeah, but that's how I feel about it. It's strong, and I would love for it to be changed because there's like such a short list of like if you're trying to get someone to the lighthouse and you're trying to maximize every category. Some categories are discussions, like what subclass should you play? You can be a Striker Titan, you can be a Voidwalker, a Stormcaller. There's a lot of good subclasses out there. You know what I mean? And you know what primary? Okay, maybe you're a Luna person, maybe you're a Palindrome person, maybe you like the Clever Dragon or the Hawk. So for like artifacts, it's just two, and like it's so difficult to make an argument for anything outside of scories that it's like it's almost a waste of breath. Like, why would you, if you're really trying to get a virgin to the lighthouse, I'd be out of my goddamn mind to not use
this scories. Man's and that, crazy
and that upsets lock him me up. it upsets me that I have to use that artifact because like I want a wide pool of things to be viable, and you can like, you know, mix and match and cool strategies. It's like, yeah, just put on scories.
It's free. It's a free, faster super. There's no reason not to run it. And it's a lot like sort of grenades and horseshoes on rocket launchers. Why would you use anything
else? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, Link.
And because there's
I don't have the answer.
There's no mechanic in
play. I'm sorry.
There's no mechanic in play that rewards for the actual doing of something, the practicality. It just literally does its job without anyone moving. So the margins for it being abused are huge. And I think that was something that wasn't, you know, play tested, you know, enough or by the right folks and stuff like that. Because it rewards you for doing nothing. I mean, using it as part of your pushes and as part of your team's coordination and stuff, you know, like you are benefiting from it, and you know it works, but like it's the way that it's being abused which has caused so much unrest in the community, and I can completely understand. But good points on that. You know,
did you see that?
What
story itched his nose and he gave me the finger low key for using story and Trials.
Oh,
flip it!
It's all exposed now.
I didn't do that.
The shade.
I'm so shocked.
I'm just.
I didn't do that at all. You know, I didn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We understand. We get the message.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say because I knocked my mic, it wobbled your mic.
Oh God!
Psych.
We're that shaking. Story and I are very connected.
Well, you guys are just on two desks on the opposite side of each other.
Yeah, he's right over there. I just walked over and tapped him on the shoulder. So there's the patch notes. What do you guys think as a whole?
Mostly good.
Some good.
Mostly good.
I'd say mostly good. I'm excited to see where it's going to go forward. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm like half and half.
Nervousness is definitely a part of it. I'm with you on that one, for sure. Because for sure. How long is it going to be? If there is an almighty fudge-up, how long is it going to be that we have to, you know, like... I think that's the major thing. It's like, the special ammo changes in the past were changed very, very quickly, and that is the shining light at the end of possibly a very dark tunnel. You know, okay, they might patch this really quickly, but then there's, you know, the other trend that we have to wait many months, you know, for changes. Yeah. So that's where the nervousness
comes
from.
It turns into a non-campy primary heavy meta, because we all know my primary shot is crisp. So I'm really, really excited. I can't even pretend to be confident. No matter
Come on,
what.
Man.
I got no confidence in myself.
Oh, we're gonna make a man out of you. Damn it.
We sang that song. We sang that. That's what we sang on stream.
I love it.
But yeah, you know, it's going to be, it's hopefully going to facilitate some change in the Crucible right now. Anytime there's a change in the meta, I'm okay with that, to get other guns a chance to hopefully see a little bit of time in the sun. It's all my favorite time periods in Destiny are always like the first week of a patch, because nobody knows what's good yet, so everybody's in the Crucible using everything. When Taken King came out, and for like the first week or two, people were using Hardlight in Crucible. And who uses Hardlight?
I did that.
In the Crucible. Yeah.
You were playing against
the Laser Light Show.
I was playing against you. That's what it was. It was the Laser Light Show on Anomaly. And I'm looking forward to delving into that again in this coming week. I'm looking forward to taking some auto rifles out and testing them out. And hopefully the special situation isn't apocalyptic, but we'll just have to see.
There you go.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
Well put, that's it, my friend.
All right.
I don't want to cut the discussion short, but we are short on time, and we have questions to answer.
Yes.
A lot.
Let's do a handful of questions. Questions.
Why don't we do, you want to do like rapid fire questions maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
we're
do
great.
That.
Okay. Let's do it.
Great. Yeah.
We never have a problem with it.
We're going to band together here, boys. Okay. How did Mega get so dank? Go.
Oh geez, I was just born like this. I don't know.
Done.
Just
born this way.
Answered.
Reading through the questions right now.
Do you believe Hawkmoon is going to be great on Tuesday? This is from Todd. Do you believe Hawkmoon is going to be great on Tuesday?
I'm skeptical due to the range cut.
Skeptical.
I'm skeptical due to the 5 meter range shortening.
Because yeah, that's on range. Top of the range hit that it got over a year ago, which hasn't been addressed. Now, again, we don't know if there's going to be if that's going to be one of the exotics that's addressed in the patch notes. Maybe it's going to get some of its range back. Right now, it's got less base range than an Aes Luna, and that's one of the big problems with Hawkmoon. And with the further range cut that hand cannons are getting with the patch going into effect, I don't know if that initial accuracy buff is going to be enough to keep the Hawk soaring back on top where it used to be. Yeah. Unless they announce that Hawkmoon's getting a base range increase next week, you know, in the patch notes, mm-hmm. then we'll see.
We'll see.
All right.
I want it to be good.
You're
I really want it to be
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Hope and believe are different things.
Yeah. I got a new question here. Spyrora, first weapon, very first weapon you will try out in PvP after the update.
Yeah, I saw that one as well. For me, it's going to be hand cannons, that natural knee jerk, then auto rifles. How about you, Follow?
I might actually pick up the Suros regime right away.
Yeah,
I want to see how good it is, man. I want to know. I want to be in the know.
I want to know. Can you show me? I want to know about these Suros like me. Yeah, Mega. Okay, so since I am overly prepared for an auto rifle meta, I've had this Grim Citizen that I've really wanted to be good for a long time. Looking at it right now, it is a Grim Citizen with Sure Shot for the bonus to aim assist, Focus Fire, hand laid stock, which increases its stability at the reduction of our range, and Glass Half Full. It's basically my Suros Regime Light. And I'm really interested in throwing that bad boy out there and seeing how exactly it's going to work. It's going to be a super stable monster.
I'm going to go Parthian Shot and Chaperone, because I want to see if that becomes the new,
Chaperone.
Like, the best range choice for a shotgun now.
Good call.
I want to know.
Well done.
Kimmy's got a good one.
Jeremy.
Kimmy's got a good one, chat. What's the two best weapons or archetypes you use for team firing? I think pulse rifles.
Correct. That would be correct. Pulse rifles.
And hit.
I'd say pulse rifles, and then I like using my lingering song to finish people off. Like, if I have pulse rifles with me and then they melt them down quick, I just quick tap them to get it at the end. Yeah.
Big damage.
Yeah.
Jeremy, what games do you enjoy playing other than Destiny?
A lot.
If I'm not playing Destiny, usually it's The Binding of Isaac.